Yes, okay, let us resume. Well, so, what did you feel about that?
Oh, it felt so good, like being able to breathe, to, you know, to just, I mean, I tried to learn this many, many years ago, decades ago, but to be able to, you know, stimulate back the memory of
yes.
The, you know, just knowing I'm not writing the typical alphabets.
Yes.
I felt very encouraging. I think now it will stick with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because of also repetition.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
It's different. The way we study it is
yes.
Said this one's making me to keep it in me.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the program has quite a bit of repetition, you know, in the beginning.
It makes, like, your muscle, and it kind of makes you feel, okay, when two parents write this, they do the same thing.
Right, yes.
The movement of the hand is the same, right?
Yes.
So you feel like some common commonness going on.
Also, the intention here is, you know, we would speak the character each
right.
time, say the name of the character
right.
each time we write it, so it's good to have that in mind as well. You know, that's another reinforcement.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, let's look at some of the specific tools.
Okay.
I'll show them up here. So these are the 21 unificationist words. You can see down at the bottom here what they are. Hananim, Hananim Abaji, Champumanim, Moon Sun Myung, Hakcha Han, Han Hakcha, Hyojinim, Hungchinim, Sunghua. Anyway, they're unificationist words that you know. You've heard of them.
But we don't know how it looks like in writing.
That's right, yes. But through those you can learn that particular character and that particular sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice the bars along the side?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the consonants going down
mm-hmm.
and the vowels going across. So that's a constant throughout. It's there as a reference for this
thing. So how many vowels do they have? Quite a few.
Actually, if you look at it, these are the basics. So, I forget, you know. 7, 8, 9, 10. Those are the basic ones.
Okay.
All the rest are just combinations of them.
Oh, okay.
So you see this one, it's like this, but it's got this added.
Oh, okay.
So like this is ah, and this is a. And this is ya. I'm sorry, no, sorry. This is so this is ya,
yeah.
and but this is a, and this is ye, sorry, yo, and this is ye. So all these others are combinations. Like you see, this one is a combination of o, and wherever we were here, yes, this one. Anyway, that. But that all comes later. For now, I just want you to understand that there are these words.
Yes.
And so then, in Hananim, like you were doing, you start with the first letter, the hiat, and then the ah, and then the nian, and you've already got the ah,
mm-hmm.
and then you've got the nim at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you go to the page that... let's see, one of these pages back here. After you've spelled Hananim out, I just want to point out one thing. On page 13, if you look there at the second pair of boxes,
mm-hmm.
you see how the nian and okay, look on the right-hand side, that's more clear. So you see how you have to write the n, the nian, at a different size
mm-hmm.
according to the syllable? Now that's what I was saying. You have to think at the beginning, what are the other characters that are in this syllable, so you write the character the right size. Yes. Okay, let's move on here because we're running out of time. If you look up on the board again, so this is the versified family pledge. You all know it. Chamil Gup Juin Uri Kachangun Chamsarango Jungshim Hago. But then Bonhyang Tangu Chaja. So Chaja, that's a verb, to seek. So Bonhyang Tang, original homeland, to seek. So that's a clause. Bonyanea Changjo Isangin. Well, that's original creation ideal, and this is a connector, means which is. Anyway, it's broken down, so it's easier to work with. This is a dictionary. And again, up there, you see where it says family? Mm-hmm. Then under that, you have all the different ways that family is used. Family is gajung, but then you've got gajung esanun, gajung ya, gajung... whatever that is, I can't... Anyway, so it's all broken down so the student can understand what the endings are. And this is the phrases dictionary. And this is the family pledge with the English right under the Korean. And this would be the directions dictionary that you have to come to find out what you're supposed to do. This is an overview of the content. The unit one is God and true family. Unit two is the spirit world. So we've got Sunghwa, Daemonim, Sunghwa, Wanjun. Well, I put in there also Yut. and unification, have we got Tongil and Chungpyeong and Pyongyang and Will. And society, we've got society, foundation of four position foundations. And conveys, Yungyo Shiki. This is, you know, just an opening page of the first unit. Mm-hmm. Up at the top, you've got the three words you're working with: Hananim, Abaji, Champumanim. Mm-hmm. And then that's all the letters you're going to be learning there, mm-hmm. in the circle. And then at the bottom are all the words in the family pledge that can be made out of those letters that you're going to learn there. So then we can have exercises that are based on those three keywords, the letters, and those particular words from the family pledge that now you can read, because now you know those letters. So here would be, you know, a representative opening page of a letter. Here we're doing the nian. You see the arrow on the side, it points to it. There's a figure. Later on we'll get a real picture, but, you know, this is God we're representing now. And here's an exercise page. So up here, this would be an instruction, and then you'd have to go back to that tool with the directions in it to find out what are you supposed to do here. Anyway, then this is, you know, practice writing it. And different things. This is finding this character, the ah, in these down here. So you just highlight, you know, the character when you find it, and then you have to go into the family pledge and find which of those phrases this is in. So, you know, it's somewhere in two. So you have to look through there. In pledge two, and find where does it say this? You know, somewhere in there it says it. And then, well, I gave a little hint here, you know, just for the very beginning. You have to look it up in the phrases dictionary to find out what it means. And then you would write that there.
That's amazing.
So it's very slow.
Yes. it's wonderful.
And stay with you, long time that way.
And
you can do it at your own pace.
Yes.
So, quickly, the status of this project is, if you look up here, so book one includes the breaking the ice. That's the exercise you have there. And it includes the tools. I've introduced some of the tools to you. Those are all done. And the lessons, the first lesson on God and true family is done. The other lessons, I'm just working on chapter two or unit two in the spirit world. That's not complete yet. But I'm feeling now is a time when I do need to focus on this, especially because you're here. I've been doing this all by myself. I'm so happy to see you here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This look seems like so incredible. It's, you know, more people should know about it. And Father was emphasizing again in his garden how he says, I'm always studying English.
Right.
Have you been always studying Korean?
Right.
So at least it's good to see somebody who has been doing it. Otherwise, you know, there's no even, you tend to think, is there one representative of humanity doing it? So it's wonderful to see this.
Yeah. And I said, are you explaining it? Like, for being here everything that's just a memorized, just do, you know, it's like, and then when, and then the next, the following year, maybe then I, somebody Korean students here, you know, so then I taught him English and he's teaching me Korean. But then how he approached it was like, you know, the vertical first, you know, he's going the whole different way, you know, you do the vertical first and then the horizontal, and, you know, and now you're doing another perspective, you know, and, but I like it. That's like an understanding, and now how you're doing it is more to understand. It's like the more, I don't know what, you know, that you can be more inherent. Yeah.
It's not
just what you're doing, you know. And then maybe the memorizing could come later. I don't know.
See,
but maybe some people like just memorize first.
See,
they can do that.
Well, but you see, I think, you know, I was prepared for this mission. I know exactly what the challenges are of learning Korean, because I've gone through that. I mean, I still really don't know that much vocabulary, but my mission is to prepare the materials for others. But I do know the challenge of learning the language, and so I can relate to that, and I've tried to incorporate that here.
It was presented in a way you have to cram it. But then you cram it, and then you go to your regular activities, and it disappears within a month. You know, because you are not all the time cramming it and using it. But here, you are looking at it, and you are, you know, moving your hand, so you get, there's like some connection between, you know, and then the repetition, and then very common things that Father and we see in our church, you know, and you try to connect it, so it gives, it encourages more than just cramming. That's probably the first material developed other than the other materials was developed by other people, you know. But this is the first time the materials to be developed by a member based on
all right, yes.
You know, the spirit of the Chanin group, the spirit of true parenthesis realm.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, we're supposed to stop right now.
So how do we get the book?
Okay, I'll tell you that in just a minute, but I just want to point out to you, I see, the two pages that I'm going to show you are not at the end of your book. They're at the, you know, where this last section started, you know, where you started doing your exercises.
Okay. Okay.
There are a couple of pages for your reflection that, you know, so you can think about the reasons why I expect to learn to read Unification Scriptural Korean. There, it's at the front of this.
At the front.
Yes.
Towards the beginning.
Okay, it's two more pages up.
Oh, I see. All right.
Right, yes. Okay. So you can write down there for yourself, you know, we won't take the time since we're out of time, but you can write down, you know, do you really believe that you can learn to read Unification Scriptural Korean? I mean, this is something to really think about and make that commitment. And then also, to hold the idea in our hearts that it's realistic that Korean will become the world language. To really believe that in my heart, you know. Divine Principle says eventually all people should speak the true parents' language as their mother tongue. All of humanity will become one people and use one language, thus establishing one global nation. This is the vision of Divine Principle. And Father says you have to solve the language problem before true parents aren't here anymore. What's going to be the motivation? How, if we can't find the motivation when they're here, you know, how are we going to find it when they're not here? So I believe it's just really urgent. So here's a place where you can write down reasons why you think Korean can become the central language. In terms of let me just get my book. I'll show you.
Father Juan's speech too. He said that if you don't know Korean, you go to spirit world, how are you going to get in touch with me?